The hit HBO program Insecure wraps its third season Sunday. The show follows four friends as they navigate love and life as young Black professional women in Los Angeles. And over the past season, a breakout star has emerged. Natasha Rothwell plays Kelly. She is the friend you need with the tough love you don't always want. Here's NPR's Sam Sanders.
There's this episode in the third season of Insecure. Issa Dee, the lead in the show, she is having money problems. She's crashing on couches. She's trying to move into her own place. And she goes to her friend Kelly for advice. Kelly is an accountant, and Kelly keeps it real.
The basic credit tiers are excellent, good, poor, bad. This is Issa.
She says Issa is below the bottom.
There's no way to get around this credit issue unless you get a cosigner. Not me.
Kelly starts going over Issa's bank statements.
I've been saving.
And she's got some questions.
No, you know I eat out a lot.
Oh, girl.
Lids? I like my caps fitted.
That is just... Radio Shack ain't even a store no more. Rite Aid. You buying groceries at Rite Aid?
I buy panties there, too.
This is Kelly. Often the comic relief, but also always the grown-up in the room. Natasha Rothwell told me that what she loves about playing Kelly is that Kelly never apologizes for any part of herself. And that means not apologizing for being a woman or for being Black. A thing Rothwell says she sees a lot on screen.
Not that every character I saw was apologizing for it, but was aware of it. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is the beauty of Kelly. She has known no different. She knows that freedom of self-possession that, like, I dream of.
Yeah, and so, she's as free as a wealthy white man.
Yes. Yes.
Like, she is just...
Yes. And in her, she would say she's as free as a Black woman. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't even have There's no difference.
Rothwell is acting and writing on Insecure at a time when prestige Black TV is having a moment. Recent shows like Scandal and Empire and Blackish and Atlanta, but these shows are still pretty rare, and it's still unusual to have a diverse writer's room with Black people at the table. That puts a certain pressure on Insecure.
I think that pressure is a direct effect of scarcity.
Soraya Nadia McDonald is a culture critic for ESPN's The Undefeated. She says Insecure often faces undue scrutiny. Viewers complain all the time about how the show handles certain situations. For example, there was a big online debate after one of the characters on the show had unprotected sex. McDonald says give the creators of color, space.
The challenge for viewers is always to remember that you are consuming art. This isn't your personal diary. You know, what someone creates isn't always going to match what your view of the world is. And that's okay. It just means there should be more voices and more views.
Natasha Rothwell says she hopes Insecure and Kelly can inspire more people to share their own voices. And there's one story she wants to tell that she hasn't yet. At some point, she wants to do a rom-com.
Where the protagonist is a plus-size woman of color and those things aren't central plot points.
Yeah. She told me she'd love to star in a When Harry Met Sally remake as a lead, of course. Sam Sanders, NPR News.